sent to me by my buddy Noel Shepard at newsbusters.org. A great parody by, what is it, Second City? And they're, it's hilarious. They're mocking liberals. Liberals who are the only people supporting Obama. And not even all liberals. Just elected liberals, think tank liberals. You know, the real disciples, the real fanatics. It's a couple minutes long, but I thought, what the hell? A little bit of comedy in the middle of this might actually be a good thing. It's a parody, so put up the volume. I'm going to let it go. Cut 10, go.
Hi, I'm Steve.
I'm Irene.
I'm Lisa.
My name is Tom.
I'm a graphic designer.
College freshman.
Stay-at-home mom with a full-time job.
Scholar on social policy and a barista.
And I'm just like you.
I'm an Obama supporter.
I support President Obama.
But the president needs your help.
Our president can't launch into another war without you. And remember, when we voted for him in 2008 and 2012, we promised to support him no matter what.
Together, we can do it.
That's why we here at the Americans for Whatever Barack Obama Wants, Did You Know He's Friends with Jay-Z, have launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund World War III.
And America is dead-ass broke, so our goal is to raise $1.6 trillion on behalf of the U.S. government.
That's where you come in.
Even a small donation would make all the difference.
World War III is a very important, very progressive war that Obama tells me is very important. So it must be.
When I first saw the president speak in 2008 in a YouTube clip posted to my Facebook page, I knew he was going to be right all the time. So I support World War III and IV and any moon war the president may want to start.
I mean, there is no way that he or the cabal of corporate interests, spy agencies, and shadow bankers that tell him what to do would ever mislead us.
The $1.6 trillion that we raise will help create a war that truly puts the liberal in neoliberal. There will be millions of troops, thousands of organic grass-fed bombs, hybrid Prius tanks, rockets controlled by iPads, and drones that play the Lumineers while they attack.
World War III is not going to be like those other Republican wars fought on just 1% of the world. This war is going to be fought in 99% of the world.
It'll be everywhere. Russia, China, Africa, Cincinnati, your favorite brunch spot, the one with those kick-ass ranchero breakfast burritos.
Everywhere.
World War III will also be the most social media-focused war ever. It'll be all over Twitter, Facebook, Vine, Pinterest, and whatever eventually replaces Pinterest. And I mean, just think of all the hilarious gifts we can make of cats reacting to their owners' homes being obliterated.
Lots of shock, but tons of aww.
And come on, guys, how good will Michelle's arms look in sleeveless army fatigues?
We have a lot of great rewards for our donors. If you donate $10 to the World War III Project, you'll get a shout-out on social media.
Hashtag thank you.
A $25 donation will get you a piece of rubble from a war-torn Middle Eastern country kissed by Senator Lindsey Graham.
A $100 donation gets you a day pass to leave your local refugee camp.
You'll probably end up in a refugee camp, but it'll have free Wi-Fi.
And a $10 million donation gets you your own senator for a year.
So please, help us reach our goal of $1.6 trillion so we can make World War III a reality. Why? Because Obama.
Because Obama.
You know, I wouldn't normally play something that long, but I thought it was perfect. It was perfect for two reasons. Number one, liberals exposing liberals. And number two, I think it'll reach a lot of people. Not most of you, but some people out there who are listening. How ridiculous this all is. How absurd it all is. So we have Obama stupidly talking about a red line during the campaign. Just pops off. Then, a couple months ago, Assad reportedly uses chemical weapons, killing some 1,400 people. Now, they've already killed up to upwards of 120,000 people. But this particular method of killing is unacceptable. Obama prepares the nation for a military attack. We have five destroyers still in the Mediterranean and a carrier group. All kinds of leaks and reports in the New York Slimes and other papers about what military actions we won't take, will take, the targets. Then we get mixed signals about what it is exactly these attacks are supposed to do. The Prime Minister of England, he's in until the Parliament says, no, you're out. So Britain's out. President of France, he was in until he took heat, then he's out. The Russians blocked the UN Security Council because Syria, as I've said, is their client state. Then Obama claims he never drew a red line. After meeting with his cabal of political hacks, they do what they always do best, lie through their teeth. So it's not Obama who drew the red line, it's the world through, you see, these conventions and so forth that have been signed. It's all very unpopular here at home. Democrat, Republican, Independent, very, very unpopular. So Obama needs cover. He gives a preposterous statement that Congress is the people's branch of government. Well, it is, but Obama's never viewed it that way before. But this case, like no other, he wants input from Congress. Then the next day, yes, we want input from Congress, but if we don't get the input we want, that is, approval to make military strikes, well, we reserve the right to do it anyway. Absolutely nonsensical. One nonsensical point piled on top of another. So, John Kerry makes a stupid comment. Putin, old KGB hand, seizes on it. Says, this is a good idea. And he says, I'll take control. He sees Obama has boxed himself in. Nobody in the United States agrees with him, except this hardcore, very weird leftist crowd. The American people strongly reject this. The allies reject it. Congress is going to reject. So he's by himself. So Putin comes to his rescue. Or does he? Well, he really doesn't. He's a KGB official. Formerly, of course. Now he just runs the whole damn thing. He has this idea. Idea that his fellow leftist, John Kerry, kind of popped off about. If the U.S. agrees not to attack Syria militarily, and Syria agrees to surrender all its chemical weapons and put them under U.N. observation, well, would that work? Obama initially, yes, or maybe. Well, we got to work out the specifics. Now Obama's going to give a speech in less than 3 hours after this program. After this program. And all ears are poised. All my affiliates, cable TV, the network, well, what's he going to say? What's he going to say? Nothing of meaning. Nothing of meaning. They're already leaking out. He's going to talk about a diplomatic pause. Well, he may be involved in a diplomatic pause, but the slaughter in Syria goes on. And so what's going to happen? Russia's client state, Syria, headed by Assad, remains. Because in essence, the United States will agree, if we agree, we're not sure, but we think we are, the United States will agree, maybe, to some deal that moves the chemicals under UN control, when in fact we'll never know if all the chemicals are under UN control. As a matter of fact, we'll know that they aren't. Because there's no way to know, is there? So Russia's client state and puppet, Assad, will remain. The slaughter will continue. The chemical weapons, which were not really used that much, and I'm not downplaying it, it's a horrible, horrible fate. Well, they'll still be there. And the United States will have tied its own hands. Obama will not have had authorization from Congress. He will have been blocked by Putin. And he will look like the fool that he is. not just in America, but to the rest of the world, while insisting on a parade with confetti, to celebrate his brilliance. So who really wins here? Russia, you might say. Well, not really, even though Russia will still have its client state and its puppet. Assad, you might say. Well, not really. He's been winning now for some time. Obama, you might say, because, you know, he'll turn this around as a victory. No. Sorry, folks. I don't buy into the talk radio notion that everybody in America is stupid and they haven't figured out Obama. I think we've now figured out Obama as a people. So who won? Well, the Islamo-Nazi regime in Iran won. If Obama's going to twist himself into a pretzel over this and be outmaneuvered by that dim-witted inbred president of Syria and by that dim-witted KGB mob-like figure Putin, well, then he can be outwitted by anybody, can't he? Except the rhinos, of course. Iran looks at this and they laugh. It's full speed ahead with the nukes. United States cannot be relied on as a solid ally of Israel's. The United States cannot be relied on as a rational decision maker. It's all about Obama. And if it's all about Obama, well, he's a loser.